Under the GOP health plan, 14 million fewer Americans would be insured through Medicaid over the next 10 years. That's a problem for small rural hospitals, which are disproportionately dependent on that public insurance for children, the poor, and the disabled. In part one of his series on rural hospital finances, Side Effects, Bram Sable-Smith reports hundreds of struggling rural hospitals are at the whims of the political process.
Here's what worries Kerry Noble about the current Republican health plan.
A lot of hospitals like ourselves that see a lot of the Medicaid population could get hurt.
Noble is CEO of Pemscott Memorial Health Systems, the lone public hospital in the poorest county in Missouri. He says when a rural hospital closes, it's not just about health care. The effects ripple through the economy.
We're the largest employer.
Property values.
Housing is depressed enough here as it is.
Even education.
You could eventually even sacrifice some of your schools.
So for over a decade, Noble's been fighting to keep his hospital alive. That struggle for survival shows how decisions made by state and federal lawmakers have put these small hospitals on the edge of collapse. In his office in Pemscott County, Noble was thumbing through blueprints from a happier time.
Okay. This was the master facility plan.
Back in 2005, things were very different. The hospital was doing well, and Noble commissioned a three-phase, $16 million plan to completely replace their outdated facilities, which were built back in 1951.
And we were going to pay for the first phase of that with cash. We wouldn't have to even borrow any money for it.
But those renovations never happened. In 2005, the Missouri legislature passed sweeping cuts to its Medicaid program. More than 100,000 Missourians lost their health coverage. And for the Pemscott County Hospital, that was a huge deal because 40% of their patients were enrolled in Medicaid, and half of those lost their insurance in the cuts. But they didn't stop coming to the hospital.
So we're still providing care, but it's just that we're no longer being compensated.
And as the cost of uncompensated care went up, the hospital's income went down. In 2007, the first full year of the Medicaid cutbacks, the hospital's income dropped by $2 million from the year before. Then for the next 6 years, the hospital netted a profit only twice. Forget renovations. The hospital went into survival mode.
Medicaid cuts are always hard for rural hospitals.
Sydney Watson is a professor at St. Louis University's Center for Health Law Studies. She says rural hospitals were thrown a potential lifeline under the Affordable Care Act. States had the option to expand Medicaid, and in Missouri, that would have covered 300,000 people.
It was the fundamental building block that was supposed to cover poor, low-income Americans.
And Kerry Noble took to the state capitol to make a case on behalf of his hospital.
We will no longer be in existence if this passage of this expansion does not occur.
But the Missouri legislature voted against expansion. Against all odds, though, the hospital is still in existence, for now at least. They've had to cut some costly programs like obstetrics, outsource others like their ambulance service, and forego needed upgrades to their facilities and equipment. And in 2015, they did net a profit, $52,000.
People might look at it and say, well, see, you didn't need Medicaid expansion. You're still there. Yeah, but how long are we going to be here if we don't get some relief?
Like most rural hospitals, their margins are slim. And even a small change, much less a big one like slashing Medicaid, could close the hospital for good. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects Public Media.
This reporting is part of a year-long fellowship from the Association of Healthcare Journalists and the Commonwealth Fund.